For this, I got it wrong. For this introducing of Blaking Into Black People and Ghosts. Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. Breaking Into.
Our mission is to hit the most haunted locations to prove that ghosts are for real. We're the Ghost Brothers.
This house is going crazy.
Something is here. It has an aggressive nature. Somebody slammed that damn window.
Since you have that type of force, can you touch one of us?
Whoa, slow down.
Bro, you are too big and your shirt is too small for you to be acting like that.
Ghost Brothers, all new season, Friday, March 10th at 9 on TLC.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Time has changed. We'll talk about it in a second.
I got the moves.
There you go.
I got the moves. I'm making moves.
You making moves?
You got a move. You
got stripper kick.
Oh, hey, we got the flashing lights.
You got the flashing lights.
Damn. I made the city move.
Like, whoa.
I made
That's
the city
right.
move. I got the moves.
Make you guys.
Sure you tip your bartenders.
Try the waitress then. Tip the bartender.
Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah.
That's
all broke people to the back of the room.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys. This is another edition of Breaking Into. As you can see, we're already having a good time. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm James Lodge, your host and ringmaster for this episode. With these three. I'm so glad to have them on the show. We're having a little fun today, and like I said before, I guess a ghost stopped me from talking earlier, because I was like, black people and ghosts? That doesn't seem like a ghost together at all. But I gotta tell you my ghost, I have a ghost story. I gotta tell you really quick.
Everybody has a ghost story.
I have one in my house.
Oh my God.
But it's a good one. It's
it
a good
be
ghost.
About your Uncle Tony, you know, because every black person's ghost story starts off with their Uncle Tony.
And it ends with the smell of wood tips. And,
not even wood tips, but backwoods.
You know, every time I come to this basement, I smell remnants of backwoods and Hennessy.
And menthol?
My uncle, I know it's my uncle, because he always asked me $12. Is that a fifth? Is that a fifth?
Mine smells like Thunderbird and Ben Gay.
Okay, I was wondering.
I know.
I'm out here.
Yes, exactly. You guys, I'm with the Ghost Brothers. They're here. We're going to talk about actually the groundbreaking series. We're joking and stuff. We're going to get into some really serious stuff about what you guys are doing on TLC, which appears on Fridays at 10 p.m. It's actually the time that it's going to be premiering. And next to me, this guy here with the beard. And I have beard envy.
Ooh.
Beard. Well,
this, cold
this
beard.
This sound nasty.
Cold beard.
Marcus Harvey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, very good. next to him, my fellow glasses wearer.
Yeah, there it is.
Of course. We need to see. Actually, I like your glasses. They're really cool.
Thank you, sir.
Juwan Mass.
Hey, there what's going is. On, good people?
There he is.
Glass here.
Now, the guy who's trying to take my voice job away from me over there, man. It sounds good.
Man.
I was like, with the waves in his hair.
Right? Oh.
The waves. And fellow Gap.
Oh, there he is.
Gap band. Brett. Gap band.
Gap band.
Oh, Juwan, your mic's backwards. Turn the other way.
Oh, right.
There you go.
And my phone is loud.
Hey, you're going to need to do that a little quietly. Don't tell the people that I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm like, oh my God, turn everything around. No, okay, first of all, in all seriousness, your show is a hit.
Thank you.
And I was like, you guys are the only black folks doing paranormal. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think any other, I just done other paranormal guests on my shows, but I'm thinking I don't know any black folks on their shows either.
No, man, we're like the Jackie Robinsons of this, man.
Yeah. it should be Malcolm Martin.
In the Ghost Bros?
Marcus and them.
Oh, and Marcus and them.
It's M. Marcus and them Ghost Brothers.
You trying to be on the back of a church fan?
If I can get on, once we get on the back of a church fan, we know we made it in the black community.
Or if we get on like the little benches at bus stops.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the benches. Right. Yes, the benches.
Call 1-800
Ghost Bros. Ghost Bros. Maybe that's
it. I live in South Central LA, so when I see you guys on my bus benches, I'll be like, they made it.
Or we're going through some rough times.
It's a last ditch effort.
Right.
You know, if I see your season one DVD at Amoeba Records for $3, then I'm like, oh, well, you know, they were something once.
Right. They used to be so.
But anyway, the thing, but in real, all serious aside, you are the first, so no matter what happens now, you've already broken ground. How does that feel?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, you get to go down in history for something, man. Yeah. Everybody wants to be remembered for something.
Yeah.
So this is kind of cool to be remembered as, you know, the first television's first black ghost hunter.
I don't think we really think about it too often, though.
You
right?
Mind? I do.
It's my legacy.
That's your legacy.
I look at that because we're black. We want to see what's reflected on us. So, I mean, you made it because you're busy doing the show and you're working. But for us, it is a big deal.
Yeah. It's cool.
We're honored then.
Yeah, it's cool. Because, I mean, you look at it. Like you said, you always want to be the first doing something, or you want to just be significant doing something. You don't necessarily have to be the first. You just want to be the best doing it. And, like, I think with us, not only are we the first, but, like, we're really making waves in paranormal to kind of make like some like groundbreaking stuff, visual provoking, other things that we do. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of cool.
And you're being black.
Yeah, straight up. Keeping it real.
We're the real ones. We do it for the culture.
We the real ones. Hey, we keep that thing 100,
bro. Hey, we from the A, shout out.
Hey, Ghost, what's up? Real quick, bro. Hey, bro. Is you in here, though?
Pass that backwoods.
Hey, child. Hey, I can't do them backwoods. I got ammo, bro. I need papers.
It's full of sticks, bro.
This is Black Hollywood, so we can talk like this. Yeah, we can talk like this. It's Black Hollywood, right, guys?
Thank you very much.
Hey, TLC.
You're airing.
But you're on a major cable network. Yes. I mean, like that's something big too. So you're not on some little side network that nobody knows about and can't get.
Yep. We're on TLC. That's a blessing, right?
Yeah, it is. That's a major channel. That's a major channel connected to a bunch of major channels. Yeah, they're all part under I think Discovery or whatever under all that, right?
You know how proud I am to know that I'm on the same network as my fabulous fat life.
Right.
Like,
we winning, bro.
I mean, bro, like, 600, my 600 pound life, yeah, man. Yeah, and Ghost Brothers.
Bro, that's a duo.
That's a lot of weight, baby.
Hey.
That's a lot. That's we heavy in the industry, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Heavy Camp.
We are heavy in this game. We are 2 tons, baby.
We are a ton of fun, baby.
Oh, my God. But in a way, it's kind of like a groundbreaking thing. You're on show with shows like that. They'll put all that on TV.
But yeah. Those shows are great though.
That's like, I love them too.
I don't like those shows.
Right.
I got DVR'd them.
Yeah, I understand. But in a way, it is something that's really that you're with these shows that are normally on television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're something different. It's like these shows, they put, you know, my big fat Greek weddings fat weddings and gypsy weddings and all that, but you guys are your own genre and
why
style.
Does it seem like television keeps fat shaming? Why is that?
They do all the time.
Biggest loser.
Why? Come on,
I lost a lot of weight. That's why. Because they were shaming me, man.
Did you lose a lot of weight, really?
No, I lost 100 pounds.
Lost
between the first
pounds.
Season and the second
congratulations.
Season.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That lipo, man, that season two check kicked in, man.
When you get that money, you know what? That third season, I'm getting my knees lengthened. I'm getting. What else we got going on?
Are you
going
to try and patent the potion from Nutty Professor?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, the Buddy Love. Buddy Love now.
It's like, this is Marcus 2.0.
Oh, no, this is Buddy Love, Marcus. Like, I'm mean. I'm not even nice no more. I'm just very Buddy Love-ish.
Okay, so we got to find out where each of you came from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, we'll start with you, Marcus. Okay, besides out of your mother's areas.
No. I was born in Houston, raised in Atlanta, Gwinnett County. Shout out to Gwinnett County. Was raised all in, you know, Gwinnett. Went to high school in Tennessee, Morristown, Tennessee, a very small East Tennessee spot.
Yeah.
We actually are doing an investigation, like the city right outside of my old high school city. And it's crazy because my girlfriend used to live, my high school girlfriend lived in Cock County.
I'm about to say, you got to say X.
Yeah, you got to say X.
I said that's why I said high school.
High school.
Because I'm married to my love.
There you go.
Baby, I love you. I love everything that you done did for me. Don't ever change, baby. Don't ever change. But nah, been a barber. And that's actually how I got linked up with these guys. So
you're doing their hair?
Oh yeah, I was their barber. Yeah.
Are you serious? That's great. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
That's what, do you still do their hair now or they get their hair done?
Yeah, Marcus is hands down the best barber in the world. But it's kind of hard to get to him now, man. He's really so famous and busy
he's
now.
He's so famous.
Man.
He's your friend.
Yeah. He says it's the voice.
Like, man, Marcus, can I get a cut, man? brother, man. You know, man. My schedule looking. Like, bro, what you on the same road with us, man?
I got three. I got three. But it's us three. Right. It's Jawan first and then David. I got three before y'all, though.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. That's really cool. And Jawan, where'd you come from?
I'm originally from Wheaton, Illinois. It's a suburb outside of Chicago, and then went down to Atlanta, went to Clark Atlanta University, pledged Cap Alpha Psi.
Very good.
That's how I met Daylen back in 2005, so we're frat brothers. And
say, yo, noob.
Sweet noob. No. And then got into this paranormal game.
Wow. Well, tomorrow about this sec. We'll talk more about that. And then you, where'd you come from?
Man, I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Hey.
You know, moved from Dallas, went straight to Atlanta, went to Clark Atlanta University. That's where I met my bros from. Yeah. So, yeah, just a true Southern boy.
What is it about Atlanta? I love Atlanta, but what do you think is it about Atlanta?
Man, that's where the freaks at, man.
Is that what it is?
That's where that's what we talking about right now?
No, we were talking about
man. That's what you say.
That's what he found out when he went to Clark.
Right. Atlanta's just a beautiful city, man. They call it the Black Mecca.
Yeah.
Man, it's so many progressive young African Americans there, man. It inspires you to want to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dope place to be, man. I love it. I think it made us who we are.
Amazing city. I mean,
Magic City.
Huh? that too.
I don't know if I go there. It's fine.
But no, real talk. Like, Atlanta is just an educated city. I mean, you have the HBCUs. You know, that's why you get so many, like, intelligent black people staying in the city. Yes. They're welcomed. You know, they continue to grow into that city. And, like, that's actually how I built my clientele, cutting on, like, Morehouse and Clark Atlanta's campus. And all my guys went from, you know, being freshmen to sophomores, juniors, seniors. Then they got real jobs. They just pretty much matriculated. Some of them didn't get to that junior step. So I said most of them. Some of them kept stopping. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know that financial aid.
But they kept coming for a cut.
And they kept coming for the cut. But, like, I think Atlanta's just, like, one of those places where, you know, entertainment is popping. Yeah. Like, most, like, all cult... People don't give Atlanta its just due in all the culture that it gives this country. Like, like y'all own trap music now. And not this because we started trap music, but we've done a lot of stuff like Usher and them, you know, you have, you know, Chris So-So Cross. Def, you know, real talk. Like, I mean, we've made like really amazing leaps and bounds in Atlanta. So I think that's what makes it so dope when you have dope people in a dope city coming together doing dope things for dope people. Ooh. Never sold dope. You said never sold dope. I don't know about that last part. Oh my God. We done got kicked out of a couple of rooms.
Well, you know, back in the 80s, things were happening. Yes. No, but I mean, that's a good point because a lot of stuff is happening now in entertainment and culture is coming out of Atlanta. Yeah. And I always want to ask people from Atlanta, like, or people who are in Atlanta, like, just what is it? And you kind of described it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's a great culture. I mean, I have fun when I go down there. I had a good time. Also, I went to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Park. Amazing park. It's one of your shots.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
You can actually tour Martin Luther King's house, man. The house he grew up in, man.
And the church. And everything. It's so well preserved and well taken care of. And I tell people you should go. If you go, you should have a chance to see that. It's part of our history. You should go see it. Yeah. It's interesting.
The A.
Yeah. I love it. it's funny. I went to, it was some kind of festival there. It was hot as F there. The food was so good.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's always good. Food. Listen, Atlanta is like the fattest city. When I say Atlanta, just feel like it just got a, like, it's got a muffin top. That's what it feels like. Atlanta is its own muffin top.
It got a booty dude.
It got a booty dude. It's like, I'm gonna get to it later. You know what I'm saying? Type of movie. We always eat.
Okay, so now, you were a barber. You guys were in school. So, I mean, where did the paranormal thing come from for these three guys?
Man, so when Juwan and I were pledging Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, which is a non-hazing organization, just to throw that out there.
Okay.
Man, you know, when you're pledging like that, you're together day in and day out for 6, 7, 8 weeks at a time. Yeah. And so when you're there, you start talking about all type of stuff because you got to get to know your brothers.
Okay.
And then it's like these crazy stories start coming out, man. You start talking about, you know, spiritual things, you know, where you are religious-wise. And that kind of turns into, like, ghosts because you can't have the Holy Ghost without
come on, church,
having some other type of ghost.
Yes.
Oh, speaking in tongues, pass that offering plate around.
The doors of the church are open.
It's like a savant. Right.
But no. So, man, so I remember watching TV late one night and a ghost show was on television. I remember waking up and just saying, I don't see any representation of myself on any of these shows.
Wow, you said it in that tone?
I said it just like that to myself. Oh, my God. I said, oh, my God.
He was that real thought?
No. Absolutely no representation of the African American community on, like, these television shows.
You're like,
how do you feel, self?
Thus right. Allowing myself, right. I am no way to put us on television.
Right. To go kick in my friend's door.
Ooh, tell him about it. Tell him about that, Jawan.
3 a.m. He come kicking in my door talking about, we gonna hunt ghosts.
We was roommates at the time.
And you're probably thinking, what in the...
Damn.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, man, for real, I consulted self. I was like, oh, okay.
And self said it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, word. Self did? That's all good.
Did it was cool for you to come in here at 4 a.m.?
Right.
But no, and then that next morning, man, I really was like, yo, he might be on to something.
So what did you learn from this, Juwan? To lock your doors at night.
That's
how about that?
That's the only thing.
Or you would have broke your ankle.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, I know. Can you imagine? Yes. I mean, okay, so the first question I got.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Black folks and ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
No. Okay, let me tell you something. My cat one day was staring into a dark bedroom. I was ready to leave the house. Move.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
I'm not going in there. Good luck. I'll just leave.
You're just
going
to leave. But see, let me tell you what's so dope about it, man. Like, black folks, we keep saying that we don't do it, but we've been doing this. Like, black people have been using their spirituality for years to go through any and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did an investigation on a plantation.
Oh, wow.
And we found out that they were using voodoo for this, because it was their religion. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we've always used spirituality, and I think that it's just been crazy that we've never gotten into it, because, one, we just know how much the spiritual is strong, so we always are in touch with it. So as a result, I think that we always get dope activity because we're so connected with the spiritual life. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. So when you do your investigations, you feel because of your background and culture, you're more tuned in.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. At some locations, I definitely feel like we get welcomed, right?
Wow.
I think that's the energy that we come across, especially at the plantation.
I was going to ask you, how was it? First of all, but non-ghost-wise, I've never gone to a plantation. I have no desire to. So how was it going to a plantation as a black man?
I think the craziest part about that was that all of us were in the same boat as you. Like, we've never been to a plantation before. That was our first time. But the thing that got us the most was that we were walking on the plantation in the middle of the night, and we were able to look up and see all the stars in the sky. But at that moment, it hit us that we are able to take in this beauty, but the slaves, our ancestors that were here before, would have got, you know, beat. Mm-hmm. For stopping for that quick second to admire what's up in the sky. So I don't know, it's kind of overwhelming to think like that on a plantation like that.
Yeah, because I have to tell people I have soft hands. I couldn't be picking no cotton. Right. My hands are for inside.
Man, and I'm black, so I know where I would have been.
You're outside. I'm in a medium range. I could be outside.
Nah, you're going to be outside, bro. You too big to be inside. Yeah, I know, what you going to do inside?
Right.
You fixing, you cleaning up stuff? Come on.
You were made for manual labor.
Well, I'm sure I was. My size 14 feet and everything, these big hands, I know.
Right.
So we got plans for that boy.
And I'm glad he's doing radio now. He's doing radio
like
now.
I said, I got soft hands. Those kind of things are hard. But seriously, that might be just supposed to be really interesting just as black men to go in there and be able to see that and go, wow, I can actually appreciate the beauty of this where our ancestors, they couldn't at all.
And you know what else is dope about that? When we were on that plantation, I do suggest that every black person go to a plantation.
Okay. Walk it.
Okay. Because the reason why I say that is like, our lives right now are so comfortable. We don't know how hard our ancestors' lives were, man. And like when we went out there, like Juwan and Daylon said, we felt welcomed by our ancestors. And then, you know, when we were looking up at those stars, I'm like, dang, my ancestors were up here looking at these stars, praying that I one day would be free. And now I'm coming to this plantation, like free as all get out. You know, having white people. Record me.
Wow. Like, look at
God. I'm your answers to your prayers, ancestors. Wow. The white man works for us now. Look at that.
Is that what it is?
I don't know if that was
really
it.
But they're behind it. I'm like, wow.
No, real talk, though. I mean, if you think about it, like, we were our ancestors' prayers, and now like you got all we Clark Atlanta like graduates, like educated black men, like
business owners,
like doing ghost hunting, doing stuff outside the box. Like, I think it's just dope like that. So
I also want to commend you guys because you just made another good point. Because people think ghost brothers, you're just shucking and jiving or whatever. No, you guys are college educated black men.
Ain't no shucking and jiving. We got degrees over here, man. We got MBAs, man.
No soft shoeing over here.
Now talk to my audience about that. That we should. I always say that our community sometimes doesn't really. We should consider ourselves. I'm a business myself. Mm-hmm. I consider myself. I'm a business.
Yeah, not consider. You are a business.
Yeah, I'm a business. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that, but I'm a business. Yeah. So we should all.
Do you
think
pay
that
taxes
way.
On your business?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there it is. There it is. I trump mine.
Where's my birth certificate? Am I from here? no, but I mean, but I'm saying, I think that's talking about real talk. I think that our people don't take enough time to really view themselves, and especially in entertainment, that you're a business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's something important. You guys do that already. Yeah, you guys are doing
already
that.
On it. We don't even play them games.
Yeah, but I think like we just been hustling before the show. Mm-hmm. Like the show was just a blessing that, you know, God placed in our laps, man. Before this, like, you know, Marcus started his business from nothing. Wow. Juwan and I started our business from nothing. You know what I mean? We've been working hard on this stuff. So the entrepreneurial bug, the hustle, the drive is ingrained in us. So giving us a TV show, man, we just doing the same thing we'd be doing with any other project, putting forth that same type of energy and effort.
Well, it makes me happy because, you know, I'm Generation X and I'm a little older. Mm-hmm. But, you know, black don't crack.
Right. It don't crack.
It just grazes a little bit.
All my grades right here, thanks to my daughter. But no, I think it's just, it makes me feel good that younger black men are out there doing good things and working hard. Man, because I'm always afraid the next generation, what are they doing? You guys are actually doing it.
Yeah.
There's a new way to get to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to diversify. You know what
I'm
saying?
Your portfolio
and stuff.
It's
like
the key.
These guys right here, like, I mean, Juwan.
So what do you guys do? So what do you guys
travels,
do?
Travels, bro. Tell them, Juwan.
Your business.
Business. We have a clothing line called Loren Spratt, and it is an upscale, made-to-measure menswear company. So we do weddings, and we do just suits for every occasion. But it's a made-to-measure. It's tailored. It's for you.
Mm-hmm. All sizes?
It's made-to-measure, so we come and measure you up.
Okay,
and we
can,
Okay. Do it that way.
Okay, I think that's a given your wares. Absolutely. And were you before, was your business before, like before this?
Before and currently, now, I'm still a barber. I have my own barbershop
called Barber Star.
Yeah, the Barber Star.
Wow.
Yeah, my shop's called the Musolaire. It's named after Mansa Musa, the wealthiest man of all time, West African king, $400 billion. Was known for his generosity. So we be trying to make education and everything.
I am so impressed.
Yeah, we have an art gallery in there, and we're actually also installing a library into our shop, too. So we doing some dope things, man.
How many books does it take to be considered a library?
I got three right now.
Okay, okay. So you're almost there. You're almost there.
I got
put it together.
The Outliers, and the Tipping Point.
The 40 Laws of Power. Because you know every black person live out reading that book.
I got that.
And the Ghost Brothers.
I got that one, too. I got that one.
So probably three books to make a library. I mean, they say where fewer gather, that's church.
Come on, church.
Hey,
come on.
I'm thinking a few books.
All you need is like four or five people to have a caucus or something, right? Right. So a foray or something like that. Yeah. Something in business, right?
That's all we need. That's all we need.
It's okay. So when, how do you go from, let's hunt ghosts to getting a TV show? Like, how did that happen?
Man, so we were, at the time, we were working, all of us have worked behind the scenes in television.
Okay.
So Marcus was cutting hair behind the scenes. Jawan and I were working in wardrobe behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Working behind the scenes, you kind of see how things are ran and operated. And we was like, man, if we're going to hunt these ghosts, we know we need some cameras. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to film it. Like, it was just the basic necessities of filming and capturing our evidence.
Yeah.
And when we did that, the only thing we knew to do was put it on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, to house it. Mm-hmm. A couple years later, someone was looking through YouTube, ran across our clip, and they were working with Destination America and said that they were looking about doing a similar project. It's just funny how God orchestrates your path.
Yes, no, seriously, yes. Yeah. And YouTube, you guys, YouTube does work.
Yeah, it does. Oh, man. It does. And then it was right around the time where, you know, there was no diversity in television. So thank God for affirmative action. We're here. Right.
Black was in for a minute. It's still kind of in a little bit. Black women are in right now. But
they're always in. Out. Love our sisters.
Hey, Get Out got to work. Got it popping, man. So, you know, we got Get Out. And we even had a moment on Get Out a little bit in our first episode. I was investigating with a white woman.
Oh,
we
were.
And we were investigating a spot called the Sunken Place. Swear to God.
Sunken Place.
And how crazy is that we named this before that movie came out?
So the room, the floor was literally sunken in.
Yeah, and they called it the Sunken Place. I lied to you not. They called it the Sunken Place.
Well, it's on tape, so we know it's out there. Yeah.
So catch that first episode.
Ghost Brothers, Friday nights on TLC at 10 p.m.
Now, here's what I want. Okay, folks, I want to show a clip from season one.
Oh, right.
Just because if you guys didn't see season one, it was out. So
if you didn't see season one, you tripping. but you can catch up. I didn't have that cable. I didn't have that station either.
Well, no, it's funny.
I got TLC.
Well, it's funny. I interviewed the guys from Paranormal Lockdown.
Oh, word.
Nice. Nick and Katrina.
Shouts out to Nick and Katrina.
So nice. But they're on Destination America, too, at first with their shows.
Yeah, we done glow up.
Glowed up.
Even though we love where we were, we love where we at.
Yeah.
Can I say that? I can say that. I can say that.
Oh, one person behind the camera. Okay, let's go ahead and show. Oh, there it's kind of populating. Here we go.
Marcus.
Yo.
Where you at, Marcus?
Downstairs.
Marcus, come here, bro.
Come say your name.
Galen. Dude, Marcus, listen, bro. When we sat down on the couch, Jawan was up there talking to Liddell, and literally it felt like someone on my left-hand side sat down on it.
Bro, let me tell you why that's crazy, because I swear, look at it right now. Like, it's live right now.
Is that two of you?
You don't see any dust particles.
That's a ghost. That's a ghost.
All of a sudden, right here, we are sitting now. Out of nowhere.
And you should have dressed like dust, like shirts and everything.
That was actually from our clothesline.
Is that before or after I hopped up?
Oh, wow. Before.
And then I hopped up.
And then you hopped up.
I told you, bro, something literally felt like it sat down right next to me.
Season two.
I've never in my life experienced anything like that. And I just genuinely don't know if I can go back in there.
It's the blink happening in the ears.
Like, our whole point in coming here.
You know how I know this is Black Hollywood Live?
As close as we can get.
Right. But my thing is, would you be saying that if something
sat down? Right. Exactly.
Watch this. Get down, Tanya.
This is the good part right here, y'all.
Good part. Exactly.
We don't care about no rules.
I'll dig all day long. But for now, I just want to dig somewhere else other than this attic.
Black folks.
I love it.
I wish I just had some underwear just to throw at the screen at myself, man. It's just sexy.
Are you in love with yourself right now?
Man, listen, man. If you don't love yourself, who is, baby? You feel me?
Did you just pimp yourself?
Right.
Yeah, did.
You got to believe in me, baby. Yeah. You got to believe in me.
Go
ahead and
get that money, baby. Go get them ghosts, baby.
Bring it back. Make it bounce back. Don't bring me no wooden nickels.
Oh, my God. So how do you get through filming a scene? You guys are crazy. So how do you go through a scene? You must be laughing all the time.
Man, they have to just keep the cameras rolling, man.
I mean, we take the investigation serious, right? But we just don't don't take ourselves serious. Yeah, and so, like, we're able to run a joke, obviously, to the ground, to be real.
I'm going to say Marcus 200 times.
Yeah.
Right.
Or we'll say bruh all the time.
Bro, I don't say bruh all the time to you.
Yeah. Oh, listen, man. I don't care what people say, man. That those places that we go into are frightening.
No, no, I'm sure. Frightening. I'm scared.
If we do not lighten up these situations with humor, I'm sure somebody would die.
Yeah. Like, not even off of anything, but just pass away.
They check their own pulse.
I'm dead. I am literally dead out here. That's how it would be, man.
Was there a place that you just like, no?
No, yeah, every place. Sure.
Every place. So real talk, like, so I mean, we're still brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still know what it is. Like, cats will get scared. And then, like you said, we be in these dark spots, man. Like, really, 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 really dark places. And you know, like, something traumatic has happened. And you just be like, I got to do this for what?
Right.
I caught myself.
Y'all not going to pay me Friday?
I caught myself reciting the Lord's Prayer to get down the stairs one day in a basement. I was like, come on, get it together, Juwan. Come on. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
You start messing up on a prayer. I'm like,
you know, I love you, everything you did for me that one time, God. Come on, please. Yeah, that's how it works, man.
So basically, you are scary time, but then you, it's actually a great lesson you overcome it. You go in to do this investigation. Yeah. That's your job to do this investigation. Mm-hmm. So you find the muster to do it. I don't know how you guys do it. It's always at nighttime, too.
Right. We've been trying to convince them to let us do it in the mornings.
Can't I just do like a regular work schedule, like a nine to five?
This ghost clearly should be awake by now. And if he knows what we, if we talk about our plans, don't he know that we about to put this trap right here?
I mean, the last place we was at was Thornhaven. He killed them at breakfast time.
I'm sure
they eat up at 9 a.m.
Or shoot 6 a.m. back.
Six, right.
Yeah. Old black folks get up really early.
Dawn?
Do you think as a spirit, like,
old black folks,
you haunt the outfit that you died in?
Ooh.
Or do you get to pick your flyest moment?
Their flyest.
So you're saying when you die, you revert back to your flyest year?
I think what's your flyest year? 1986.
Oh, okay. It went down in 86.
I had a shag. Okay. I'm proud of.
Okay. So would you have the shag?
You would still want the shag?
No, I get Jerry Cook because my barber said my hair was too good.
Oh, there it is.
He said, don't put the extra hair in there.
He said, don't dress
I get that all the time.
Yeah, you have good hair, James. I'm half Puerto Rican. You have good hair.
So I was going back to 86.
Okay, that night I had a nice shag. It was a nice length. I was thin.
Okay.
I had a little mustache.
There it is.
What was the attire?
And I had a I used to wear polo shirts.
Okay.
And my members only jacket.
Yep, there it is.
And I had some Levi's 501s.
There it is.
Shoe game. See?
I wasn't wearing Adidas. I was wearing, there's another brand I was wearing that was popular. Oh, jeez, I can't remember where they are.
Chuck Taylor's, PF Flyers, what you got?
Converse?
No, I used to wear Vans when I was a kid. Vans. But now I was Converse when I was a kid. But no, it was, oh my God.
Stacey Adams?
I swear those way. I was got dressed up.
Okay. You know, he's Pip. Hey, baby, I'm out here.
I got these Gators, man. Pip, Gators.
I remember shaking her shoes, but I just remember that year, I looked at my pictures that year in high school. Yeah. I'm like, I look pretty good that year.
I was killing
them. Some years, I'm like, oh, what happened? But that year, I was like, okay, I was good. Another year, my pick was 1991.
Oh. 91.
I went through my Afrocentric phase.
Yeah, you had a dashiki.
I had dashiki. I had one of those hats with the kente cloth hat. Yep. I had a flat top, high top fade.
There it is.
I thought I was getting fade.
He reminiscing. Look at him.
I was like,
but then you had a high top fade.
Yeah.
But you had the kunta kente hat on. So it was on top of it.
It was on top of it. They push it down sometimes.
I see.
That's real.
Had chains. I might
so you were doing for the real.
Like
I because back right at that time is when all of a sudden it gave me Afrocentric and Queen Latifah came out and Jungle Brothers and De La Soul and
What's
Money
the
Love.
Word? Johannesburg.
Exactly.
What's the word?
Gil Scott Heron is one of my heroes.
Oh, so
don't get me started on Gil Scott Heron and Brian Jackson. Don't get me started on that. That's on the
show. It would not be televised.
But I really got into the whole, I was wearing all the rayon colors and mustard colors. It was all about Africa and brown and I loved it.
Yeah.
That was a good year, too.
86 or 91?
Yeah.
Final answer, which one?
Ooh, dang. 86.
But did you have a Mustang 5.0 in the 90s?
No, but my sister had a Mustang 65 in the 80s.
Okay. Ooh. All right. All right.
So, I had a Ford Escort.
Hey, man, listen.
We all got started.
I was raising children. Right? I had things to do. Children were expensive.
You right, man.
They were. I was trying to make it out there. I was young. So I had a Ford Escort. It helped. It was fine for a while. It was a 1990 Ford Escort. Lasted about 5 years, and then it died, and that was it.
You see how we flipped this interview about you?
Yeah. I know.
I like that. See, make you feel special.
I'm trying to figure out where you're going to be at when you a ghost.
That's really what it was.
Probably a food place, probably. Probably at Roscoe's or Pink's or something.
Right. Right. Nothing wrong with Roscoe's. Right, right. You're going to be standing in line at Pink's.
Exactly.
They don't take card. Only cash.
Only cash.
Only cash.
Found out the hard way.
Right. Found out the hard way.
Only cash.
I might be at Randy's Donuts. Somewhere there's food, I'll be haunting that. That's where I'll be at. I'm sure. That's my whole life there. So each of you guys, what was like the most surprising experience doing this show? So I want to start with you. What was the most surprising experience?
I think the most surprising experience for me had nothing to do with paranormal, but all to do with the relationship with my brothers, man.
Aww.
We were in some city. I forgot where. It was Jamaica. We were in Jamaica. And I wore this red and white.
Some city.
Some water or something.
We were in
Europe or Asia.
Somewhere.
One of these trips they make us go on.
What a shame. Oh my God. First world problem.
Right. Yes. But I wore a red and white striped sweater. And Marcus made a joke that I looked and smelled like a peppermint.
Oh, you had the pants to match, though.
And I had the matching pants.
Yeah.
Jawan and Marcus go to dinner one night. I choose not to go. I'm just in the room chilling. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I want to go get something to drink outside of the hotel room. It's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I open my door. There is literally 100 peppermints.
In front of my door.
Oh man,
that's hilarious.
Where did you get 100?
No, we actually cleaned out the bowl at Longhorn.
We was like, you know what? This makes sense.
We were really like, you know what?
It was actually
we
Tennessee.
Got some for Daniel.
It was Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think it was Tennessee.
It was. That's hilarious.
It was Midtown. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That was your birthday too.
It was.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
He didn't go out.
Y'all make it seem like I'm a bad friend if I didn't go out for your birthday. It must have been his birthday day.
No, it was actually his birthday day. And I treated him to dinner.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and stay at home. Man, shut
up. And on the way out, we saw the bowl. And we're like, no, we're going to get Daniel.
That's hilarious.
But I feel that. I feel that.
And for you, Juwan?
Sheesh. I don't think I can top that one.
That's a good one.
That involves all of us, right?
Yeah,
there.
It does. But is there any other experiences that kind of you're like, oh, this is interesting now we're doing this show? I mean, it could be a fan experience, could be anything. Oh, anything. You guys have any fan experiences?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're both ready.
I don't know. The first time, like, most interesting moment, first location, first season, yes. Right? It was in Ohio.
Okay.
And we were really like, our first time kind of really doing this like officially together. And it's like we get out there and it's like we have all these fans. They're like, oh my God, we love you guys. We signed our first autograph.
Yeah.
Wow. First autograph.
On our first investigation. They didn't even know the show was really what it was about.
Yeah. You're just nice. Yeah. Here, take this. You sign your name right here.
Yeah.
Is that weird at first? That's when I asked for your autograph. You're like, oh, you want my signature?
I said mine? I mean, all right.
Yeah, man. I think sometimes we be forgetting that we on TV, man. We just so used to being like, you know, workers
behind the scenes.
Yeah. People come up to us now, like you'll be sitting. I know for me, I was at the airport just sitting down. This lady came up to me and was like, "Do you mind if I get a picture?" And I'm looking at her like, "What you want a picture with me for?"
That's so funny.
I love Ghost Brothers. I was like, "Oh
yeah, on TV.
That is what I do."
I think mine was when it's a story not about me, but it's just about the team.
Okay.
This was in Jamaica, and me and my wife actually was able to come out for this investigation, but we were just at the hotel, and it was during the day on one of our like off days, and me and my wife were on the beach, and it's just like, wow, we are actually here because of a dope show like this. And then as I'm sitting there on this beach with my wife holding hands, I see Daylan and Jawan walking to the couples massage.
Oh my God.
Beach massage spot. I'm not done with my story. I'm sitting there and I'm holding my wife's hand. I'm talking about, we fingers are like interlocked. And I'm like, is that Daylan and Jawan?
They said it was cheaper to get the couple's massage.
It was a two-person deal.
And they over there trying to walk like real inconspicuous. I'm like, boys, you covering up. You at the beach. You can't.
You can't hide.
Here's the kicker. Guess where the massage was? On a gazebo.
What?
out into the
out into the ocean. So you got Daylon and Juwan laid out side by side, and you just hear our whole staff just taking pictures of them
again. They said it was cheaper to get the couples massage,
and so I'm like,
trying to save dollars.
Hey, listen.
That's hilarious.
We had per diem, dog. Y'all could y'all could have saved up that much.
Y'all could have splurged. Because it was only 10%
difference. 10%
discount. It was $10.
It was $10.
It was a $10 difference.
It's like, you guys know you can get the couples massage for cheaper. We're like,
sign us up. How much is savings?
Great.
Yeah, I'll take that $20.
Yeah, we like a good savings.
No, it was 10 collectively.
No, no, no. I thought you said 20, 10 to 10. It was 5
of my bills.
Oh, my God. You will not pass on no savings.
No, I'm telling you.
That's hilarious.
We will take that five. But nah, it's just been a blessing, man. You know, yeah. you're doing a job with your homies. Like, there's no jealousy. There's no, like, this dude shining, this dude, you know, where am I going to get? Like, bro, we throw oops to each other all day.
Yes, thank
day
you.
Long.
Like
we're like, hey, you know, hey.
We already know Juwan is a sex symbol.
Yeah, we'd be like, all right. Marcus. No, that is me now.
Oh, it's him now. He's like, yes.
So where am I at, bro?
We're not even talking about you.
Not
about you right now. Right. Talking about you right now.
You're the lead. You're the fearless leader.
Right? He's the leader.
Daylon, the leader. All these other guys work for his ass. That's how we write it in the PR moment.
Daylon and the Ghost
and
Brothers.
And the Ghost Brothers. Why do we need these two? I don't damn know.
I mean, the barge over there.
I know. That's what it is.
And the barge.
He's trying to get out to the barge, man. Really? Come
he's
on,
trying to go solo.
Bro, I'm the Bobby Brown of the group, man.
Hey, there you go.
You got stuff falling out your pocket. You got a bad habit.
You guys see the New Edition movie?
Oh my God.
It was so good. It was well done. It was a great shot.
I think that was probably one of the best biopics that I've seen.
I agree.
I'm looking forward to ours. I wonder who's going to play us.
Bro, I think we should get ours next year, though.
Debbie, can we get on that?
Can we get a biopic made next year?
Yeah.
Can you send that email right now?
Right now.
We're looking at you. Yeah. We're looking at you now.
Shoot it right over to ID and be like, hey, we're going to do a biopic.
Who would you... Oh, let's do this.
Yeah.
I want... Who would you have... Who would y'all say would be playing me?
Ooh.
I'm trying to think.
Big Crit.
Okay. I can see that. Based on his humor. If he has a sense of humor.
Or Buddy from ATL.
I see Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan for Jordan.
Oh, totally.
I give you Michael B. Jordan.
Jesse Usher.
Yeah, I give you Jesse.
What y'all give me?
Oh, I know who I got. I know. Boy. No.
Elijah King.
No.
Elijah King from.
I like Elijah King, who? But you know who I really like?
Who? Denzel.
No.
Who?
Who?
Not Denzel.
Derek Luke.
I can see Derek Luke.
I really think it's like Elijah King.
I can see Sean Kingston. That's
Sean
who it was.
Kingston.
That's who it was.
Sean Kingston.
Oh, okay.
Sean. Is he still around? Is he doing anything?
Kelly Conway. That's who played the
Oh my god.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts. That's what we do for a living.
Oh my god. So do you guys get attention from the ladies?
Oh man, do we?
Look at him.
No, we don't.
So who is your fan base, you think? Based on what you see
here.
Man,
you know what it is? Honestly, our fan base is actually middle-aged white women.
Wow.
It's the coolest thing ever. It's like y'all was afraid of us 3 months ago.
Hey, listen, in Wisconsin, they love us.
Y'all tucking your purse. But now we on a ghost show, y'all like, welcome us into the home.
Hey. Man, that is amazing, though. That's the power of television.
Wisconsin loves us.
Really? Oh gosh, we love those Ghost Brothers.
Here's some cheese.
Right.
Those Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Brothers.
What a
they're
A.
Like, they're
brothers.
Like our ghosties. We're trying to figure out the name for our family.
Oh, that's it. Ghosties.
The ghosties.
The ghosties.
The ladies are ghosties.
They're going to swarm y'all like the beehive.
But that's really interesting that you never know what your fan base is going to be. It could be redneck men from the South. It could be anything. I mean, who knows?
It's definitely not them.
I don't think it's
them.
They don't like you.
But they do make the most comments. How do y'all get a darn show?
Right.
How dare yous? How you spell yous?
Right.
Yous.
Do you read the comments and stuff?
Oh, man. I got so bad.
I tried to read the comments.
No, we're social media kids. Like, we were raised in social media. Right. So, like, there's no way that I cannot look at what people say. I ignore half of them.
Yeah, you have to.
And then we some real ones, man. So you get these comments, you're like, mother. Yeah. Like, you'd be right, so quick to go back out of bed. Be like, nah, but you can't. Yeah. You can't. Because it's probably some little 11-year-old boy sitting in his mom's living room, man.
Shut up, you little kid. Right.
I always say the ones that attack me for my looks, like, oh my God, your teeth are so this, and your ears are small, and your nose is big. Like, to me, I can handle that because it's my period. But you're not commenting on my hosting, so I guess I'm good.
Yeah, right. Because they're listening.
Actually. Yeah, I guess they're listening. So I'm like, you're going to comment on how I look, and that's fine.
But I will be honest. The comments that bother me the most are those, these dudes aren't educated, and they're dumb and stupid. I'm like, whoa, bro, we got more degrees between us than anybody in your house.
Listen, barter counts. two semesters in barter counts. I'm just being honest.
Yes,
because I know how to fix any air conditioning unit. Just the beginning part of it. I don't know how to finish it.
It's that's right. No, I mean, but that's the thing you have to get over. It's like, that's what I'm saying. Learning that you guys have all these degrees, you got college educated. It's like, these aren't dummies.
Yeah.
These aren't dummies at all. And that's what I'm so proud of you guys. Not dummies at all. Tell me a typical shooting. So when you do an episode, how long does it take? How many days? Like you said, you get days off. I mean, how does that work with that?
Mm-hmm. Episode is typically a week.
Okay.
So we get to a location and we do like town interviews. So we kind of like get to know the area and the history behind where we are. And if anybody else has had any paranormal claims in that city, and then about the location that we're going to, if anybody has had situations there.
Okay.
Then we have a couple of interviews with people that's experienced claims at the property we're investigating in.
Okay.
We usually have two nights of investigation.
Oh, wow.
We do a lot of B-roll stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's about a good 4 or 5 days worth of filming.
But you got some time off here and there.
Our travel days seem to be our only
days. Travel. Because we're still doing probably like 12, 13-hour days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We get to it.
Yeah. And your crew must be just like the best crew then.
Awesome crew.
You have to be able to have a sense of humor and have fun when working with us. Like, we can't have any uptight people. No, like,
you
have
cameramen who come in there with you.
Oh, man.
They're like doing God's work.
Man. But they're some of the coolest people ever.
Yeah.
They're like the cool white guys. You know, the cool white guys, like, hey, man, I'll shoot it. Yeah, I'm good.
You say, what? You want me to stand on this beam that's not supported with one leg?
No, they'll actually suggest it. They're like, you know what? I want to get this shot, man.
I'll stand on top of the minivan while it's moving.
Yeah, and they literally would stand on top of the minivan while it's moving. And they'd be like, yeah, well, those are my homies, man. Like, it's dope. It's dope to see that we have, like, such a dope, like, chemistry, not just with us, but, like, with the whole crew, like, dinner and all that other stuff.
Yeah, it's probably, like, 15 of us on the road.
Okay.
And I think one of the things that we took away from all having our experiences in the industry is trying to make sure we have a good morale, like, on set and on location. So we really, like, try to call people out and do, like, before we go out, like, literally, we'll do a circle. We'll thank everybody for coming out for the day. It was great work. Let's do a little motivation. Wow. And then it's like, we call somebody out into the center and, like, hey, introduce yourself. Tell us something about yourself. Like, let everybody know who you are and what you want to do. And I think it really grows us. You know what I'm saying? It brings us closer together. And that really shows in the work, too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think they care for this project just as much as we care for this project. It's awesome. We really thank our team.
Shout out to the team.
Shout out Kyle,
to the Jones Brothers family.
Yes. Alan. Kendall. Jeff.
Steve. Joey.
Eric.
Everybody, seriously, you're only as good as your supporting team.
Man, listen.
You know that already. Your own business.
We like Debbie. Shout out to Debbie. Let me just tell you about Debbie, man.
She wears this peach colored shirt all the time.
Debbie gets so much flack from us, it seems, in her mind.
Bro.
But
Debbie's the real MVP. But,
yeah,
you
go on.
Nah, I won't go that far. Okay. We are. We need a great GM. You know, great GM.
Right,
Debster.
Debster. I love it. She brought you to me. So
shout out to Deb. She got her ankles out today.
She got her ankles
out. Deb got her ankles out.
And they lotion. And they're lotion.
They're lotion.
Here's the thing. White people don't think that they don't have to use lotion.
But they do.
They do.
I see ashy white people.
All the time.
You're not ashy, Deb.
You're not ashy, Deb. See, because we know you're right. She's been around us.
Deb been hanging around black folks so long.
You know what she said at the table when we were about to eat?
What up, though?
No, she got you. She's about to sit down, and she's like, oh, I need the hot sauce.
Oh,
she did. You didn't think I caught that, did you?
Yeah, she did. Ooh, hot sauce.
Oh, I need to get the hot sauce.
But did she pull it out her bag? Swag.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, she almost did. You know, she was, but she put it back.
She's before I get off her. No, we back on you.
Talking about earlier, like this interview about to be
wash jeans on.
Back to you guys.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, so actually, so you're married.
Yes.
So how's this on your just how does this work out for you guys?
Well,
you're on the road so much.
Shoot. Well, my wife's pregnant, so it worked.
Hey, congratulations. Yes, you're blessed. Okay.
Hey, I thought I was for a minute, but then I'm like, I'm in the game, baby. Yeah. I'm in the game. Hitting that curve. You know when you lose weight.
They say you
get an extra.
Yeah,
for every 30 pounds, you get an extra inch.
I started off at 100.
I started off at 7. You do the math. You do the math. I started off at 7, baby. You do the math.
There you are.
Oh, my God.
No, but real talk, man.
Sometimes you got to put it on the table.
Okay, no, listen. No, but real talk, man. With my wife, man, she's the most amazing woman in the universe. Like, she allows me to travel and do this. You know, we're away, like, eight weeks at a time. And, like, you know, we might have a weekend or two here, and it's just like, she's just always down and just like, it's all good, baby. I got you. I'm going to hold it down out here, and she does.
You got you a queen, man.
Queen Shug. Shouts out to you, Queen Shug. I love you, girl.
Aw, that's cute.
And to all my side chicks,
tell them.
He thought I was going to forget about you, baby.
Oh, my God.
Playing with you.
I was there with you.
He said
I was
like, that. He's my voiceover guy. Nah, real talk.
I was so sweet.
Nah, but married for 9 years, man.
Well, she knows you too, I'm sure.
Yeah, the most amazing woman in the universe. Shouts out to Christina Harvey. Love you.
Now, how's it work on your guys' personal lives?
Man, they're getting everything that I can.
Hey, man, listen. Okay. Man. Whatever Marcus drops, we're picking it up.
We're picking it up.
We're taking all Marcus'
Thanks,
side.
Tina. Thanks, Tina.
Right. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you. From Jawan and Dave.
Have a nice day. Stay blessed. But because you guys are on the road too so much, and you have your businesses. I mean, how do you balance personal and professional life?
We have a real solid team working with us, man. Okay. So Marcus with his shop, man, he has a team of people working at his shop, keeping it running, keeping it going, managing it.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kellen.
Right. And for us at Lorenz Pratt, man, we have two guys, man, Brandon and Mario, that help run the business while we're away. Like, we have a solid foundation of people that support us and work with us. So it works out.
Wow. Again, support staff is the best thing on earth.
But when you're doing stuff you love, right, that is your personal life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, this is really Ghost Brothers, our personal life, because I'm kicking it with my best friends, right? Lorenz Pratt is my personal life because my business partner is my best friend. Like, so I mean, I guess I don't really have to balance it. It's just
we just spend a lot of time together.
You guys do, I guess.
A lot of time.
I'm sure you guys fight like regular people and everybody.
We really
you don't.
Nah. We don't really get into it because we know when to get out of each other's face.
We have disagreements.
Okay.
Right, like everybody. Yeah. But I guess we learn how to handle that conflict amongst each other. Like,
we call them negotiations because it's like. With us coming as a unit, we kind of like have to say, okay, this is my boundary right here. This is his boundary. You know what I'm saying? And like, we just really float really well together. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
now that you light on your feet, don't nobody want to catch
you.
Oh,
hey,
oh my God.
Listen, I've been wanting to somebody's ass.
You can get your leg up now.
Listen, the leg can get up to the. Okay, it can get that high. It can get that high. Okay.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah,
go
crazy.
But nah, man, you know, these are my homies, man. This is the dope situation. Why can't
we? What piece of advice you would give people who do collaboration and are friends? What's one thing you guys have kind of learned? You know, you give advice to those out there when you work together so much.
Communicate. Communication. Say, okay. And don't forget where you guys came from, man. You got to realize all three of us have been broke together, sharing rides, living in studio apartments together. Like, we've been real life struggling together, man. So to be able to be on this journey together makes it even much more dope. You know what I mean? Because you get to experience that stuff with your friends. I'm sure it would be cool to do it by yourself, but I just feel like it's way better if your friends get the same amount of success at the same time you're getting it. Can't beat that.
Well, it's something that I believe, and I see on the show all the time. I feel like, you know, we're told by Hollywood and standards, and I say Hollywood just in quotes, that for especially for black people, there's one slot right there, so we got to step on each other to get to that one slot.
Now we all bust through that door together.
That's my point. I like seeing this, and you're like me. Why is there just one slot? We can make 10 slots, 20 slots, 30 slots. Why don't we go together to that one and bust it this way?
Yeah. Man, I tell people all the time, it's 1,000 ways to get into a house, man. Everybody's focused on getting in the front door, man. You got the back door, the patio, the window, shit. Santa Claus come down the chimney.
That's probably one of the most dopest quotes.
I like that a lot.
Do it. Make it happen.
But it also sounds like you robbed a couple
people. I like Santa Claus.
I'm glad you brought that Santa Claus in. That's 1,000 ways to get
yeah, houses. Like, hey, man, you can pick a lot. You can force your way in. You can literally
get arm robbery. Get you 5 to 10. I mean,
but you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Nah, brother, that gets you 5 to 10.
What's that from your boy said? Dave Chappelle. Black folks always know them.
Well, here's what's so funny, that I actually walked into my house being robbed last year. It was really interesting. I walked in. I have this long house. I live in South Central. I have security screens and everything on every single window except for one window in my house for 30 years.
And they found it.
The bathroom window, the small one, it's way up there.
Crackhead found it.
Yeah, they took two trash cans. Had a security person come through, crash into my bathroom, break everything, and they tried to steal. I walked in and they had to run out. My alarm went off and it was kind of crazy, and I walked in and I'm trying to steal.
Wow.
So they came away, like you said, that was getting out.
Because he said it was the smallest.
It was like no bigger than my screen.
Oh, you know, crackheads ain't got no bones.
I know.
They're like rats.
I'm in, baby.
It's all gristle. Inverted, and then he just like, he collapsed his body and everything. Just like,
turned into
I broke my whole shower.
My man said crackheads ain't got no bones. It's all gristle, man.
Skin and gristle.
So, you know, I'm like, I understand that they came with the, now I have a motion light right there and that whole everything. Yeah, I made sure that was.
You got to get out of South Central, man. You're famous now.
No, but I want to, that's the point. I want to stay there because I want to make sure, because now it's changing.
Yeah.
I live in Eaglewood, so it's changing. Right, we got the metro coming there, the stadium's coming there.
See, we can't wait to season 3. We're trying to get it out the hood. We wait for this budget to get a little bit bigger, baby.
That's all. That's
all. No, I'm staying in the hood. I'm sorry, I'm staying there until somebody offers some really good money. But for now, okay. So for each of you guys, I always ask the folks who watch my show. I ask the guests the same two questions. I never prep them for these. I'm going to ask you guys each the same two questions. Just whatever comes to mind for you, you just answer.
Gotcha.
So start with you.
First question. First thing to come to mind.
The first question for all of you is.
Okay. Here we go.
It's all about language. All
right.
So, what word do you think we should not say anymore in the English language? So, we'll start with you.
Oh, man, to be honest, man, I don't think there is a word that you should not say, man.
Okay.
Listen, I got a bad mouth. I have a foul mouth, and I feel like that's my way to express myself. So, I just feel like you can say whatever you want to say, but you got to be ready to get punched in the mouth if somebody don't like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, there it is.
Okay, I like that. It's your first word. I've done 70 shows or however many I've done in here. That's the first time I ever heard that answer.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I truly feel, man.
Okay.
Just be accountable.
Next, Juwan.
I would honestly say, I don't think there's a word we shouldn't say, but I think there's filtration that you should apply.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very smart. I like that. And then you, sir?
Shit, I don't know. Everybody came with these philosophical answers. I'm over here like, dang, what can I say that's going to be somewhat witty?
Like, I know, but you know, it should be the N-word, brother.
Well, like, that's common. Yeah, that's common.
Yeah, and I love that word. It rolls off your tongue so effortlessly. So that's why we say bruh so much on the show. Trying to stop from saying something else.
Yeah, we be like bruh.
Bruh. So funny.
My bruh.
That's so funny.
Yeah, man. But
okay, well, on the converse of that, so what word do you think we should say more of?
The N-word. Because you mean it.
Love.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, man. It's so endearing.
Right.
It's just so wonderful and lovely. It's so lovely. But yeah, what word do you think we should say more?
I say love.
Yeah.
That's underrated. I think it's underrated.
People
say, you say, I love you. Yeah. I love this. Love you. I mean, that's like, people don't say it enough.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Because it changes your whole mind. You can't be mad saying, I love something like, man, I love this stuff. It doesn't even work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think we should bring back jive turkey.
I love jive turkey.
That's the word.
Is that a word? Is it?
Well, it's two words.
I mean, it's hyphenated. They cousins. They cousins.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. I say kiss my grits all the time.
Okay.
Kiss my grits.
That's like saying, what the fuck?
Exactly.
The fudge?
So, like, jive turkey, I like jive turkey.
So, you just pretty much talk all like BET censored words.
Right.
Jive turkey.
Yes.
Right.
Well, shut the front door.
Shut the front door.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
My brother.
Right. Still moving. Right. My brother.
So 2010 twins. Brother.
It's hilarious.
Okay, so I need to hear their answers now. I think you said
love.
You guys have the answer or?
Yeah, man, I'm sticking with jive turkey, man. I want to bring that back. Okay. I want to bring jive turkey back.
I'm with you on that one.
That's my slander.
Come
on, you jive turkey.
Make you work on this show. That's the one thing I have to think about.
He gonna make you work.
twerk. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
That's a safe word.
Meatloaf is our safe word.
Meatloaf is our safe word.
What word do I think we should say more often? I don't know, man. Honestly, I think my answer kind of goes back to the other one. I just think it should be more about understanding than it is.
people should think before they speak, correct? Yeah.
He's so politically correct.
That's special. I agree with that kind of shit. Think before I choose my words carefully, and especially now we're all in the public eye. I have to really choose my words carefully.
Every group of friends needs a Juwan.
Yeah,
you gotta have a Juwan on your team.
Juwan is the guy who gets gifts and stuff for you,
right? Like, you're like, it is his birthday. Yeah. Thank you, Juwan, for reminding me.
Oh man, Juwan be in touch with everything right there.
But Juwan is also the guy that make you feel bad for doing so much less.
I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, you didn't know it was their birthday,
right?
Juwan comes.
I just met them yesterday, right? But they told you it was their birthday 2 weeks ago. Like, wow. I just met them yesterday.
Like, wow, you really didn't get anything for their birthday, right? Really?
Juwan's prepared a meal, their favorite meal. Man,
he has a butler's jacket.
He has a mango asparagus sauce.
You're gonna love this drink. You're gonna love this drink. I just made.
It's made from hand. From I squoze the Mongolian berries myself.
And you're gonna love the whiskey. And you're gonna love the whiskey in here. The whiskey's an aged whiskey that's gonna really have a nice fuse measure. It's gonna get you right, nice and deep and dark. You know, I like it.
Shut up, Juwan.
Do it for the culture. Do it for the culture.
We were talking about, man, roll that up, shout. Roll that
up. Get to it. Give me the Arizona iced tea.
Right. Oh, man, we'd be so.
Mucho mango. Mucho mango.
Mucho mango. Oh,
there it is. Okay, I'm there. Grape aid.
There it is.
Grape aid.
Yeah, I like grape. I'm black. Yeah. I like grape.
Fall the red
falls to the gap.
We got a grape drink.
Grape drink. That's right. Drink.
Drink.
Yeah, that's right. You guys, I don't want the sandbass to end. You guys have to come back.
Man.
Oh man, listen. Man, whatever. Anytime we're invited.
That's yeah,
whatever. That's a free trip to LA, baby.
Listen, Black Hollywood, would you have us again?
Yeah, TLC, Black bring us back. TLC has a budget. Yeah.
Come on, fly us out.
Yeah. Debbie, you'll drive us, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, so
Debbie rolls her eyes at us so much.
Of course.
Gonna get stuck.
I have to hug her again after you leave. Like, jeez. Okay, so you two and that camera, tell me where you can find your social media.
Man, this is boy Daylan Spratt. I'm on all platforms at DaylanSpratt.com. You saw how I winked at you and blew you a kiss, baby?
Ooh,
there it is.
That's what he looks like on social media.
Oh, and I'm on Tinder and I always swipe white.
White?
I always swipe white.
I was like, what?
Get out! Let them get the. Hey, take a picture. Get him out of here. Get him out. Take a picture. Flash him. Get him flash.
It ain't right, baby.
Get him flash.
No, I'm just playing. I am just playing.
Oh my God.
I love my African American queens. But
you do, that's right.
My mama's black.
What does that mean?
My best friend's black.
She is.
My best friend's black.
Oh my God. Juwan.
Oh man, I'm Juwan Mass, and you can find me on Instagram at Juwan Mass, Twitter at Juwan Mass, and Facebook Juwan Mass. Also, you can check out Loren Spratt at LorenSpratt.com, and on Instagram you can hashtag Loren Spratt for all of your suiting needs.
I'm gonna check it out. I want something for you.
Please do.
I'm gonna try it out. I can wear it. You and that camera.
Hello guys, this is Marcus Harvey, The Marcus Harvey. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, The Marcus Harvey. You can go to my website, The Barber Star, or you can go to my other website, The Moose Lair. Go check my shop out, The Moose Lair in East Point. We love you, have you, fade you up, come on through.
Now you guys, the show is on 10 p.m.
10 p.m. TLC.
Friday.
TLC.
Ooh, and we ain't talking about 10 to 11 care, baby.
Nope. We're not talking about the R&B group, baby.
Mm-hmm. Or else I would be left out. Wait.
Ooh, would you? We've gone to Honduras.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway, while they ponder that, our show, we have a Facebook page, Breaking Into. We're on iTunes and we're on SoundCloud. We're on YouTube under Black Hollywood Live. Breaking Into, this episode will be on there. You can follow me at James Lodge Jr. all over the universe. Just Google me and I'll just show up at your house. We'll see you next time.
There it is.
You just going to be at the house?
This is For sure.
If I just do... Hey!
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.